Hey everyone, welcome to Kaisha Online Podcast and a Be Inspired episode that you will enjoy. I hope you found the first couple of episodes helpful, informative and entertaining. I give you a song to listen to every episode because music is wonderful and can change your life and your mood in a heartbeat. I give you food to try, but healthy food because I take my health seriously and in fact, you can call me the International Dietitian. I'm here for you. I decided to add a new segment to this week, but it may not be featured in every episode because it depends on the events in the wider world. So stay tuned for this one. It might make you cry with laughter. Oh, and last but not least, catch up on the previous episodes if you're just joining me. We are on this journey together. Before I get straight in, I want to take a minute to cordially invite you to a Kaisha Online event. I had my first book signing as part of the Ounce of Faith and Inspiration Tour on February 24th, 2017, and it was amazing. For video proof, go to Kaisha Online on YouTube. Now, I've got my first book reading event in London, Shepherd's Bush at the ANC Wellbeing Centre, 10 Adelaide Grove, W12 OJJ. On Friday, April 21st from 3 till 5 p.m. This is truly an awesome April because the registrations have been coming in and all you have to do to join me is search Meet Kaisha on eventbrite.co.uk and register for your free ticket so that I can prepare for your presence. I can't wait to read to you, take photos with you and sign your copy of Ounce of Faith and Inspiration. On the Sophisticated KK Instagram account on Saturday night, I posted a photo of myself. I don't normally take selfies, but I felt good on Mother's Day, so I had to snap a few for the memories. As I posted it, I felt like giving some advice, so I want to share it with you too. Here's the caption. My advice to you is love yourself, enjoy who you are and who you are becoming. Be proud of yourself and inspire yourself to greatness. Remind yourself that you are beautiful, talented, intelligent, and there is no one in the world like you. Then, look in the mirror and smile at yourself. For more inspiration, get a copy of my book, Ounce of Faith and Inspiration, on Amazon. Now, funnily enough, I posted that and fell asleep, but I hope you and my Sophisticated KK Instagram family receive the advice well. Now, let's cut it right down the middle, then twist. This segment is called Music Moments. I'm giving you a short review on another song that I'm feeling right now, and my hope is that if you're ever in a grump, you put on this song and the miserable mood just fades away. Remember I told you that I'm the number one station for hip-hop and R&B? But today we're adding gospel to my title. I'm a faithful sister. So I need music that speaks to my spirit. I believe you do too, because a healthy spirit is a wonderful spirit. Now that's why today's music moment is all about my girls, both superstars in their own right, but extraordinary when they come together to praise, worship and glorify our Heavenly Father and Lord and Saviour. If you haven't guessed by now, it's Mary Mary and their song Go Get It from their TV series soundtrack. I'm not afraid to ask God to bless me, and you shouldn't be either. He's a generous God and wants us to live in abundance, and that's why I love this upbeat, instructional song. You won't go to God with a timid spirit, seeking all the good he has for you. You will go boldly once you hear them sing. Go get it, go get it, go get your blessings. Go get it, go get it. Go get your blessings. It's your time. I said it's your time. Said it's your time. I said it's your time. Oh, how I love it. I say listen to the whole album because God is going to bless you. You just have to receive it confidently. Next up is the Get Healthy With Me segment. I get creative in the kitchen. I like making food interesting. I like adding things that my taste buds wouldn't expect to find together. And then I share those ideas with you. I've got a whole playlist on the Sophisticated KK YouTube channel of recipes that I came up with. Check it out if you're interested in healthy living and eating clean. Today's Get Healthy With Me item is avocado. Now, wait one second. I can hear you muttering and saying, ugh, why avocado? Let me tell you why, and then I'll share some things I do with it with you. Avocado is full of vitamin C, vitamin B6, carotenoids that help you absorb the nutrients, omega-3 and natural fats, and magnesium. It reduces your blood pressure, risk of heart disease, gives you a satisfied feeling, and is full of antioxidants. I put it in a healthy, multicoloured salad. And in fact, I shared one with my Snapchat family the other day. So add me on Snapchat, Kaisha Online, so you don't miss out on these things. I put it in pita bread with spinach and honey, or I spread it on toasted bagels. Now, as a teenager, I thought avocado was so bland. But as I got older, I got creative with it, and now I love it. So why don't you get healthy with me? Buy yourself an avocado to ripen at home, cut it right down the middle, and then twist. Oh, and watch out for the stone. You might decide to keep it and grow your own. Next up is the Ounce of Faith and Inspiration Q&A segment. I've been answering questions about my book so you can get a look into the mind of this author and learn more about it. So here's another question. When did you decide to become a writer? Good question. I believe that I have been a writer since I was a child. I used to write poems, and in fact, I created my own little poem book and contributed to it all the time with poems and odes that I came up with. My first poem was called My Name is Kaisha. I think I actually still remember it like word for word now, and that was like probably 20 odd years ago that I wrote it. Following that, I wrote short stories, magazine articles that got published, and I still write blogs for my photography, and now I do blogs for the Kaisha Online site. I also wrote a book in 2009 and finished it in 2010, but it hasn't been published because I'm not ready for it to be published yet, but it will definitely be coming at some point. And so to answer that question simply, I decided to be a writer when I was a child because God put that passion and the ability in me, and I followed up on it and developed the skill as I went along. So the next segment is not new to us anymore. It is the Sophisticated K Crew Initiation. And by now, you should feel comfortable and welcome to go check out more than just the video that I tell you about because you're part of the crew. So today's video is the car show Vroom Vroom Vlog. It was published on July 29th, 2016, and it was just wow. It reveals the tomboy in me, but I don't care because I'm proud of who I am. I went to a classic car show in Florida whilst I was there last year, and trust me when I say, oh my goodness, it was hot. Hot wheels for real. The owners were sitting there, proud of their cars and their creations, whilst little old me was walking around in awe of the cars, but melting in the sun. I used to go to car shows as a teenager, but they were always indoors at the Alexandra Palace in London. Now, if you're a car lover like me, and you love cars, then you will most certainly enjoy that video because it included fast cars, small cars, classic cars, and more. So go and check it out. All you have to do is search Car Show Vroom Vroom SK on YouTube. The new segment is called Shocking News, Ridiculous People. Now, I don't judge people because no one is perfect, but I want to bring you some shocking news about ridiculous people from all over the world. So hopefully they will make you laugh and not cry. So the shocking news today is that following a successful month of potty training, a little Caucasian girl in the United States of America went on a trip with her mum and dad to Target, the big supermarket, to get a treat. She was given the chance to choose whatever she wanted and chose to get a doll. her parents obviously didn't see anything wrong with her selection because they made their way to the checkout to buy the doll for their daughter. So now this is where the ridiculous person gets involved and makes the news shocking, because that part of the story wasn't anything, you know, out of the blue or interesting. So the shocking news is that the lady at the till, the Caucasian lady, asked Sophia, the little girl, if she was going to a party. Then she asked her if she's sure that she wants the doll, all before telling the little girl that the doll doesn't look like her and there's a lot of dolls that do look like her. Now, I say thank God for innocent children and their pure hearts, because not only did Sophia, the little girl, say, "Yes, please, I want this doll," she replied to the ridiculous woman with such class and, I say, elegance, "Yes, she does. She's a doctor like I'm a doctor, and I'm a pretty girl and she's a pretty girl. See her pretty hair and see her stethoscope?" You go, girl. I could just hear her little voice in my head and see her little facial expressions. She put the ridiculous woman in her place for even thinking that it was unacceptable for a Caucasian girl like her to want a black doll. Children display such love for each other, especially at nursery and playgroups and things, because they don't see colour. They just see the person, and that's the beauty of children. It's just shocking to me that the woman had to question her choice when things like that should be admired, because they eradicate racial issues in the world. Children will continue to teach adults, I believe, about love and innocence, because they're free from racism and prejudice until it gets taught to them. So maybe you didn't laugh at that, but I laughed at her response, because I could just imagine her head rolling, you know, with a little bit of attitude, only because she said, "No, I do want this doll. She's pretty like me. I'm a doctor and she's a doctor." Now, you can find more about me, Kaisha Thomas, on my website, kaishaonline.com. I call it the home of all things Kaisha. You can read my biography and follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Google+, Snapchat, Tumblr, and subscribe on YouTube. You can also search Kaisha Online, Sophisticated KK, or PCB Photography, and you will stumble upon me. Make sure you email me and connect with me so I can get to know you too. I want you to take part in the Be Inspired episode, so make sure you email me your suggestions to kaisha.online@outlook.com. As we approach the end of the Be Inspired episode, I'd like to say thank you for listening. I hope that blessed you and taught you something. And make sure you subscribe so you get notified of new episodes. And don't forget to share it with someone who needs it. Last but not least, have a wonderful day wherever you are, and be inspired.